HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
Beaster Keg 2019, hashtag KUPD Keg Hunt, happening right now, and also available at 93.3kdkb.com. Am I right or no? Is that not a thing still?
Unconfirmed.
I don't know their website. Who does?
Alt Lives?
Is it altlivesmatter.com?
Always.
I think so. I don't know where you go, but evidently we're hiding kegs over there, too, if you're interested. Less to look at. We have a keg on our website at 98kupd.com right now. It's a little tiny one. It could be on any page, still available on our website. It could be anywhere. It could be, and it's about the size of punctuation. It's not very big. But it's a little tiny keg on one of the pages. You people sitting there in your desks doing nothing can peruse our 98kupd.com page. And when you find it, you'll click on it. It'll give you like a sheet. You found it. That means you found the cyber keg. So it's right there on our website, 98kupd.com. Find a little red keg. It's somewhere on the site. It just now went active, and you will win a keg, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to do from there to claim your prize tonight at Octane Raceway. Pretty cool.
Can I read you this desperate text that just came in?
Yes, please.
John,
yes.
Yo, bro, hit me with some hints. East Valley, any in Apache Junction. Please, dude. My girlfriend is being such a little bitch. I want to leave, bro.
Wow. Where is
the AJ location? I need it. Thanks, you guys all rock.
Break up with your girlfriend.
111th Avenue in Buckeye.
That's not Apache Junction.
It's not? Oh, that's the other side.
That's
it's really going to hate her by the time he gets
out there. Get over there now.
Yeah, drive for 3 hours with that girl you love so much to where Eric said. La Montana Avenue of the Fountain. Fountains. La Montana.
The hell
Montana.
Is that?
And that's in Apache Junction. Of course we don't know where this. Is that right? Oh, no, that's not Paul's. Never mind. Paul's is Signal Butte and Southern. Signal Butte and Southern Apache Junction, people. It says kind of east of the Circle K.
There's also Apache and Sossaman.
And King's Ranch Road and damn the superstitions look close. you're out there, so you can get it. And break up with that girl. There's no reason to have that kind of fight this early in the morning. It's getting crazy.
Women,
by the way.
Yeah, women are tough.
It's awful.
Early.
But they have to have them in the car. They're the ones who are calling us all. So they're working the phones while men drive to keep everybody safe.
John, are any of you ghouls still hiding legs on the west side? Rules say you are, and I've been trolling the area since 5:30. Haven't seen one. What's up with the rules, bro?
111th Avenue and Buckeye.
Yeah,
you're
there you go.
To pop out.
Yeah, go to 111th. Yeah, Eric will get his out there eventually. 111th Avenue and Buckeye.
Looks like they forgot product when they closed.
Yep. Find your leg there. Hmm.
There's a leg there, and your autocorrect is just killing us. Go to our website, 98kupd.com, and search for the little cyber keg. And then go to KDKB's website, just because nobody does, and it's sad.
Ask them for hints.
So go there, too. And then go to KSLX's website and play Donkey Kong. Because that's their modern computers. Here's more Elton John. I'll be playing Donkey Kong.
It's still loading. Still loading.
It's still going. I love it. Yeah, it's the 16-bit version. It's going to take forever to download. So there you go. We got them all over the place. And also, by the way, we're trending worldwide, which I don't know if that means anything.
It means something.
How is that? That's not real.
Digital
marketers? Get Drew.
He said
Mark, 50 can you answer
billion
that?
People.
How in the world is that a thing? That
worldwide.
Trending world. That's not right. That's what we were just told.
Amy showed me.
Amy, we're trending worldwide. Doesn't that mean we just aren't we always? Like if one person's on, like you're trending. It's the World Wide Web, huh? Oh God,
we're the hottest.
We're a hot topic. We're like Wendy Williams all of a sudden.
Like the store.
How you do it,
Drew? Come in here and explain.
Yeah, explain that, Drew. I want Amy. You come here and explain exactly what it means to be. What is that actually a good thing, or is it just like something you guys like to brag about? Come on in, Drew. Thrill ride.
Do you remember how this works?
I don't really. What is this?
Put that in your mouth.
Before.
Put that real close to your mouth.
It means we are the biggest thing going in the world right now.
Is that
there's
right? Yeah. That seems exaggerated.
I agree.
Listening.
I agree.
Name and everything.
That
no,
seems a little heavy.
That. We're the biggest thing.
Because I keep going to Yahoo. And we're not mentioned in any news. Like, it's still pretty much
Yahoo.
About the
Who goes
Mueller
Yahoo
report.
Anymore?
Oh, it's the first thing that pops up. Okay, now I'm on.
What about AZ Family?
Yeah, I'm not even on that.
They're not awake.
See, I still have powerful storms kill three as they barrel through deep south as the headline.
We'll overtake that.
Yeah, that doesn't. That's unimportant.
Yeah. Not.
It's a story about keeping dogs safe.
Here's one that says shoes that are still made in America. I think it's a slow news day.
Or the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, or that. Or
roll
we're
with
just
it, John.
Yeah, with just go like with
it.
That.
I got no problem. I already mentioned that. It already got found. The keg on the KUPD.com got found.
The cyber keg?
Barely, the breath is still in the air. Jesus. We'll do another one of those a little later, too. Here's another story that isn't us. How to pay off your house ASAP. It's very simple. University of North Carolina's girls basketball coach retired because she's made racially insensitive remarks.
Wait a minute. Girls basketball's ahead of us?
Because she made racially insensitive. That's a story about racism. It has nothing to do with girls basketball.
Okay.
If it was girls basketball, it wouldn't be a story at all. But evidently, somehow or another, we have a celebration going in the hallway that we're trending worldwide. We're the Kardashians.
Bigger.
We broke the internet. Stupid.
It's pretty awesome,
it's
John.
It's stupid. It means nothing. We're trending worldwide. Yeah, because we're on the World Wide Web. Isn't everything on the World Wide Web trending?
This afternoon, we're going to see an email from Drew to Trip.
Yeah. Trending. Unbelievable. Each gig hunt, trending over 50 billion, jajillion people. Even the population of Belmachian aliens were involved. Zarlak 5, look for a keg. We need to start hiding on different planets. I don't buy it. I did that podcast with Ian. They'd come storming in 141,000 people. Like, that's amazing. But it's almost like the old Stephen Wright joke about 7-Eleven. He goes in there closing it. And the guy says, hey, I thought you were open 24 hours. And the guy goes, not in a row. That's how they work numbers over in that computer department. 141,000 people. I'm like, really? Downloaded that. And I'm like, really? That's just one show. It's been out there for 2 hours. No. The entire time you've been on the air, 141,000 downloads. And I'm like, how many people is that? Like seven. they download each word. It's ridiculous. So I don't understand or believe in any of the internet magic. But that's for them to deal with.
Just throw the numbers out there.
Yeah, just because I don't get it doesn't mean it's not real, even though it's not real. We're trending worldwide, Brady. Be on your P's and Q's. The world is listening. It's time for the Brady Report, which is brought to you by our friends at Hooters. They're trending worldwide all the time. You can go watch the fights this week in Crawford and Khan. I believe will be fine. That's a hell of a boxing match right there. I think Crawford will crush Amir Khan. It's going to be a good one. You can also go to Hooters for the best deal of the weekend. Chips and queso, 2 14-ounce Mick Ultras or Sam 76s for under $10, $9.99. Couple beers, delicious chips and queso. We'll see you guys at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Friday to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Do you eat meat today, or is this the day you can or cannot? Is this when it's back? What's the rule there?
Let's see. It's been so long, John. I think
it's the end of the
not since you've had meat.
I don't think you eat meat today.
Today is a no meat day.
Yeah.
Anybody else know the rule?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at Marcus again. He burst into flames even talking about it.
Today is also National Garlic Day.
Okay.
Here's some stats on garlic. Only 12% of people say it's okay to have garlic breath. The most popular garlic food, garlic bread. America.
Is there another garlic food, like with the name garlic leading it?
Garlic noodles?
Is that, yeah, I don't know.
Garlic bread is an island noodle staple?
Only 3% of people say they don't like garlic.
Vampires and that's it.
Here's some Easter stats. Almost 2/3 of Americans say they'll either make or eat deviled eggs this weekend. The devil has something to do with this.
Oh, because of religious beliefs?
No.
The huevos diablos are off limits? Oh, God. You're taking it too far, Jesus freaks. I can't eat that egg, not on the God's Day.
Crush him.
Huevos Diablo.
2/3 of people say they'll make an Easter basket this year.
Out of the devil's skin.
85% of parents are planning to limit how much candy their kids can eat on Easter.
Do you limit that at home, the candy intake?
We don't really have a ton of it. It's just her and
you,
her cousin, Sydney, and me.
So there's not a ton of candy. What do you guys eat? The eggs?
Well, yeah, there's little toys and stuff. And,
you eat
and
toys?
Money in the eggs when they go on an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, you have money. You don't do the hard-boiled egg tomorrow night and decorating?
Hopefully we'll dip a couple, and then Ronnie turns them into deviled eggs.
How do you not know what's going to happen?
Because I haven't done it.
But the hopefully. Like, you've been there for the last 12
Easter.
Well, right
now, this weekend's real busy, so we should have done it. You know, tomorrow's a wash. Maybe tonight.
You can't decorate a couple eggs. You'll be home, like, all day.
Not tomorrow.
Where are you going to be?
All day at U-Fest?
You're going early?
Oh, are you going to go there early and do the food thing?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Dip some eggs there.
There you go. I'll bring you a dye kit.
You should take your
leftovers. I bought the dye kit. I bought all the
equipment. You know what would be great is you get those little plastic eggs and you fill them with your leftover brisket from tomorrow. And Kirby's out there hunting and cracks open a bunch of meat.
Fill them with burnt ends.
Burnt ends and just old brisket sauce.
You've gone too far at that point.
Congratulations, Kirby. You got yourself a pack of daddy sauce.
Is that nothing
in the basket?
Nothing under the tree at Christmas, too.
Nothing kids love more than daddy sauce.
Sauce and rub.
Every year she gets the same Christmas present.
Mm, mouthful of daddy sauce.
Here are the top five Easter candies, according to the survey. Reese's, peanut butter eggs, pastel colored M&Ms, Jelly Belly jelly beans, Hershey's chocolate bunnies, and the Cadbury cream eggs. And this is the five candies people hate. Marshmallow Peeps.
The Peeps are always, but they're monsters. At the grocery store just for a quick second, a lady had a cart full of them, a lady behind her had a cart full of them. Like, their Peeps are going out the door.
They look good in the basket.
I think it would be great if we found out that, like, the day after Easter, homeless shelters are just loaded with Peeps. And those poor bastards have to go get... That's the only food available for, like, a week.
Generic jelly beans. Coconut nests, also known as macaroons.
Ugh.
Bubblegum eggs. And candy-covered Jordan almonds.
Yeah. Too fancy. Just give me that chocolate bunny.
Stella Mason lives in Elric, Scotland, and she's 82 years old. And back in 2016, she had a falling out with a family that lived next door to her. So Stella started torturing the family by blasting her music all hours. Stuff that she was cranking was from the 1920s.
The ink spots and stuff? Oop, gotcha.
Specifically the song The Laughing Policeman by Charles Jolly.
Pulling it up.
She was too loud with this.
Stella was clearly blasting the music just to make her neighbors crazy. When the cops finally showed up after more than a year of complaints, they found Stella had her speakers pointed to the wall towards the neighbor's house.
Yes.
And Stella was wearing earplugs. Three years of blasting.
This would drive you crazy.
She was finally arrested last year on a charge of engaging in a course of conduct to cause fear or alarm.
You guys, what Brady's going to be doing.
This is a jam.
Yeah.
Somebody's pulling this up for Halloween this year.
When your dad used to tread turtles illegally, this was going on in the background.
That's when we were counting the money at Hidden World Snake Exhibit.
The muted trumpet needs to come back.
Nothing better.
She pled guilty.
Okay.
Was fined $585. She also moved to a different part of Scotland.
And she didn't have, like...
There's a picture of her, 82.
They didn't say why she was doing it, other than she was just mad at him? Like, there was no
real
reason?
Yeah, they got into some kind of disagreement.
Like a scuffle? I don't know how that didn't end up with that song in the background. Just, you know, drowning out her screams. Somebody beat the tar out of her, left her dead body behind. And if this was my neighborhood, I guarantee you, the cops would be like, well, they're not answering the door. It's like, because I killed them. They're inside. There's a dead body under the music.
That's on the Halloween soundtrack.
You think that's scary?
I think I'll drive people. Yeah, if you went to a Lasers haunted house.
The Laughing Policeman.
Josh Bratchley. He was the diver, the cave diver from the UK that was part of the team that rescued the Thai soccer team. Remember when that happened?
Oh, yeah.
Josh was cave diving in Jackson County, Tennessee, and he got stuck for a couple of days, and they sent in another specialized team. Two American divers went down there, and the guy found him in an air pocket. He'd been there for a while. He's
lucky bastard.
No kidding.
Yeah. All of a sudden, the guy pops up. He says, "Thank you, thank you. Who are you?" We had a nice talk in the air bubble, and then he took me out. Took about 50 minutes to find.
I don't ever want to have a nice talk in an air bubble.
Me neither. I was in an air bubble. Yeah. Just like, get out of here. We're getting out now, right? So what do you do for a living? It's not happening. I'm not small talking with you. If I can headbutt you, I will. Look, all I have is my head hanging out of this thing, but get me out of here.
So what do you do for a living? Yeah. Hopefully you rescue people.
So what are you up to? Oh, you know, crawling around this hole and I got stuck. That's why you're here. Let's see if we can get you out of here. Are you qualified for this? I'm an accountant.
I'm Ed Sorensen. Good to meet you. I'm Josh.
We were golfing. I lost my ball. Found you, though. Yeah, I want the dude to be like real diligent. Like, we're not even going to talk. We're going to get you out of here. All I want to hear. Got any kids? Shut up. Start tugging on my legs. Evidently, daddy's sauce is a real thing in England. It's called it's a Heinz 57 style sauce. Someone asked if we want daddy sauce all over our food while we were there. And I looked it up online. Daddy's brown sauce is a real thing. It's a rich sauce for meats and fish and sandwiches, burgers, eggs, fries, and vegetables. Molasses, malt, vinegar, dates, and spices. Squeeze a little daddy's sauce into your mouth today.
In Pahrump, Nevada, the Nye County Sheriff's Office just arrested 56-year-old Richard Cleaves for trying to find any buried treasure left behind on Ted Binion's property. If you remember, Ted Binion died a couple of years ago.
He's the owner of the horseshoe.
He was also known to bury some money. He buried about 6 tons of silver bullion, casino chips, paper money, and more than 100,000 in coins worth between $7 and $14 million.
Wow.
2 days after Binion's death, his girlfriend said it was a suicide. Sandy Murphy was her name. And then Rick Tabish was a guy that was building the vault for him to hide the stash. Well, they ended up tracked them down later and found out they're the ones that murdered Binion.
Oh, wow.
But the one guy, the problem is this Richard Cleaves worked on the property and he knew there was other stuff on
there's
there.
Stuff out
so
there.
So he'd been digging holes.
Oh, boy. The urban and, legend begins.
They got him out of there in 2017. They just picked him up this year, 2019. And now he's being arrested. But they have video that shows a couple of more guys with shovels.
Yeah.
That have, they can't find him. But there's also.
They can't find the guys with shovels?
The other two guys with shovels. They just have pictures of them, but they've been.
They're digging up the earth.
For a while. Yeah.
So you just say that on our keg day. That makes our keg day look like garbage. There's 6 tons of silver bullion in Pahrump. What are you digging around here for? Make the trip. Ugh. There's a close-up of Daddy's favorite brown sauce on our screen.
Look at that.
Full of flavor. Full of Daddy.
On his thumb?
Ugh. It's better than Mama's sauce. Mama juice Daddy sauce.
Mums.
You like to pour a little Mama sauce on that? Or some Daddy sauce? Mama juice in your mouth. Yuck.
If you have a foot fetish... There's a company, FetishToys.com. They've just come out with a $500 pair of silicone feet. And I guess they've basically, it's just above the ankle. You got a full foot, and on the top of where the what looks like a severed foot is a vagina, so you can actually get it on with the feet.
Pussy foot.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't like the way this starts. Just got a text that said, dude. Give me a hint, and I'll show you my, like, that's not a woman sentence.
Dude,
women don't, women are with good ones that I want to see don't start sentences with, hey, dude. That's not a pair I want to see.
Look at these?
No, thank you.
I'm very curious now. Maybe we'll be surprised. I'm not.
That's a mama.
One of it is like a super
It's a mama because it's a mama. She's going to throw two leather straps that look like dogs have been chewing on them for 5 years.
Leading with dude.
Yeah. Dude, I know you want to see my huge. No, I don't.
Reply, can you just show us your face first?
Yeah. All if right. It said like, hey, guys, come on. Or, hey, guys, I got a great set of cans. I'll show you if you give me a clue. But, hey, dude, I know. Look, let me unbuckle my belt and whip these bad boys out. Give me a clue.
I don't know. You might be wrong.
I'm right.
Let's see.
I'm right. Dude. Yeah, fire him off. I'll judge him. I'll one to ten your breasts on our website. Throw them over.
There's a guy named Chad.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. That's a new addition to 2019's Keg Hunt. Send us pictures of your breasts, and if they're worthy of a hint, I'll give you one. Otherwise, you should go. Well, maybe we should give the ones who are bad the clue so they can take the $5,000 and get an upgrade.
Yeah, the real small ones.
Yep. Anything better than a 7, I will give a clue to.
You can have nice little perky
ones.
I
didn't say that. I love size. The size has nothing to do with it. I'm just saying. They can be ugly or they can be good looking. I will rank your breasts if you're willing to send those in. Ladies, send them in. Are they coming? Are you tweeting her back?
I did tweet her back, yeah. Well, them back.
Yeah, let's see them, dude.
Here you go, bro.
Here's my chief. Thanks. I had to stop throwing tar on the road for a minute. Coworkers had to hold the phone.
Yeah, if they call us chief or boss, yeah, you're definitely
dude,
right.
Chief, boss, all that stuff is right up. Dude, want to see my badge? No.
No.
What are you, gay? Maybe now, starting now.
Chad Elwartowski. He's originally from Michigan. He's a Bitcoin millionaire. He and his wife recently decided to move into a small floating pod about 12 nautical miles away from Phuket, Thailand.
It's in the water.
International waters. Totally sovereign and lawless.
Marcus, this is for you.
Thailand didn't see it that way.
That's where the bodies go.
They identified it as a new nation, basically setting up in their maritime territory.
And they bombed it.
Which is a threat to their coast.
Yes, they started a war.
So Chad and his wife, Suprani, are now facing criminal charges in Thailand, and it could be punishable by death.
Sweet.
They've bailed their floating utopia, and they're on the run.
Well, they can't, like, go talk this out?
No.
At all?
They're getting the heck out of Thailand.
Seems like a misunderstanding. pretty sorted out pretty easily if you just bail this floating tent. Or just start floating further away.
Little ripple effect of the Tiger Woods shocking win at the Masters last weekend. Before the Masters started, Trey Little, he lives in Dallas, made a big deal. He made a deal with his pregnant wife, Denise. If Tiger somehow wins, they'd name their son Tiger.
Oh.
They even signed a contract. Tiger pulled it off.
They have to name it Tiger, which is better than Eldrick.
Tiger Little.
Well, these are good-looking people.
Is that the girl?
Yeah. Yep. That's Denise.
All right. That's all right, because she's multicultural, and he's white, so it'll come out looking a little like Tiger anyway.
She's due in September.
Yeah, and we're trending worldwide. Slow news day. The people are naming their baby Tiger is like in Brady's top 10.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Maybe we are trending.
Yeah.
This is pretty brutal.
This guy goes, dude, boobs, dude, I got those.
That's the response. Dude,
I heard you're looking for boobs, dude. I carry.
You just imagine her like hawking a loogie and saying that.
Right on them to clean them. I want to put a little shine on this one.
She hears her response.
Dude.
Thanks for shouting out on Facebook. I'm all female. I sit when I pee.
We didn't ask that.
That's not better. Like you're differentiating yourselves from the ladies who stand to pee, which are known as men. I sit to pee just like ladies do. You got to see these things. All women sit to pee, right? I mean, if they don't, it's just because they're hovering above a dirty toilet. That is not a better way to describe how we were wrong about you. Let's see him.
She has a girlfriend.
Oh, she's got a girlfriend, all right, with a couple of black eyes.
She licks her girlfriend with that mouth.
Do you French kiss your girlfriend's bottom with that mouth? Filthy. Ugh.
Franklin Hardy tweeted this about his dad. His dad has a golden doodle, and the vet basically told him he needed to put the dog down.
Yikes.
Said no need to come into the office. He'd do the deed at their home.
Oh, boy.
So Franklin tweeted the picture of his dog or his dad digging the grave for the dog. And the dog is lying there
next
watching dad dig. It's a brutal picture.
Oh,
the good news is, the vet called back and says, guess what? He's going to make it.
The dog's going to live.
Yeah.
Build a hole.
Yeah.
The dog is
fine. What you
doing?
Like if I love
dog,
you.
If the dog's okay with walking out to see what you're doing while you dig his grave, it's not ready. Oh, what's going on out here? I just wander on over. Take a look. I'm digging your grave. It's your last day, boy. I feel fine.
Oh, come on.
The dog is laying next to the
come
grave.
Come on.
And it's not a very good grave either.
And you're just, oh, it's shallow.
It's what?
It's a shallow grave.
In the what?
What's that?
In the shallow.
Shallow. You're triggered.
Shallow. Of course I'm triggered by it.
It was that good?
We can't end it with that
face of hers.
Picture.
It's post-traumatic stress disorder, Lady Gaga's face.
Start digging holes for that.
I would dig a hole and put her down. Something's wrong with that one. I don't care that she's capable of asking. If you're capable of being curious.
Bury that head.
If you're curious about what grave is being dug, you're being murdered. The only time to put a dog down is when it can't even function to know you're digging. That's when it's time to go. If it walks to you, it can walk to food.
Yeah, I remember going to your house and your one little dog can only walk in circles.
Yeah, she was very old and she had a little neurological, but to get her exercise, she would get up and she'd go in a circle and then she'd cuddle with me at night. She was 16 years old. And there's a sign that when your dog can't walk anymore, it would cross its back legs and it can't uncross them. It's a neurological thing. And that means they're done. Yeah, Chili was like, she'd walk in a circle.
It was sad to watch.
Yeah, it's sad because, you know, she used to be so active. But it's just like Grandma when she's 110.
That's true.
It's like, oh, Grandma's gotten up. She did her circle. She's sitting again.
She wouldn't
bark. She got up. That's a good thing. And you get into that with dogs.
She'd just go in circles and go, sha-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, sha-la-la-la. But she would get up and do her circle and be like, oh, she's up. That's good. We were worried when she couldn't get up anymore.
So we can't end it with the picture of the dog.
No, we can't.
We'll end it with some radio videos.
Okay.
Four totes adorbs dog videos.
Good. Next to their graves.
Going into the grave.
That's right.
One being buried.
Dogs uniquely leaping into their graves early.
The first one is a dog leaping into a pile of leaves. Stella is a yellow lab, and Stella goes full bore.
Stella is a great name for a dog. It's a beer, and it almost sounds like Steelers. That's a commercial for a... Oh, no, that's a dog. Wow. Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
That dog knew that pile was there.
Oh, yeah, and it's back again.
Oh, every time there's a pile of leaves, this dog is ridiculous. This is the happiest I've ever been.
That would fly after the ball.
Oh, big old just...
Now they've got a cape on Stella, because Stella's going to save her owners.
That's hilarious. That's a hell of a pile of leaves, too. Man, it's almost like the dog is being thrown against its will into this pile. If you imagine that just off camera, someone is heaving that dog into the pile, it looks the same.
Then you have the French bulldog.
It's impossible to watch that and still be sad.
Yeah,
you know what you are? You're an energy or you're an emotional vampire if you watch that and go, big deal. You're the worst person alive if you don't smile at that.
That is so cool.
I don't know. I've seen better. Dude, you guys want to see my... Oh, God. Glenda, just watch the dog videos and shut up. You guys watch dumb videos. You could be looking at my giant while I sit to pee like women do sometimes. I'd love to see her Tinder profile.
Yeah.
I got a great set of... I sit down when I urinate. That's how I describe me. Now it's your turn, hotshot. Dude, tell me what you're packing. Because my canyon needs some heat.
Come on, bro.
Next one's bath time for the French bulldog puppy. Totes adorbs.
Oh. He's in a little sink. He's adorable. What's going on today? This is the cutest thing I've ever seen. Now throw him as hard as you can into a pile of leaves. Oh, if you've got a puppy that small, you can throw him from a great distance.
Oh, get him through cute. That leaf
oh,
pile.
My God. Yeah, see if you can push him through both sides of the leaf pile. Have somebody try to catch him on the other side. It's
great.
A game.
Now guys are sending pictures of their boobs.
Of course they are, dude, and they're better than the ones we were going to get.
I can't give that guy a hint.
I choose B. Oh, my God.
The next is a couple of
fighting,
puppies.
Yeah, fighting puppies.
Siblings.
Fighting chihuahuas. But Megan sounds like masturbating.
You made me picture it.
Yeah, there it is. Now I made you. I put sound on.
There it,
it
is.
That's what you want. Sounds like masturbating. Here's what I sound like. It's a lot of load to lift, bro.
The final one's pretty good.
Too. Oh, the smells like a tar fire. Oh. Almost there.
You know you like it.
A squirt. Sitting down. What a lady. I want to introduce you to my mom, and not because I like you. I just don't think my mom has ever met anyone like you.
This is my mama. And this
I'm
is my
a mother,
mama.
As far as I know.
As far as you know.
What?
The last Brady video.
There's more?
Yeah, it's a husky. Another puppy?
A husky replacing the sibling or the...
Brady, this is brutal.
Yeah, look. It's in my, you're in my spot, bro.
Oh, well, that's what you get when you put a dog on in a shirt. Other dogs will tug on the... Oh, geez, that's a neck injury waiting to happen.
That is awesome. Yeah. Get out. You're out.
Pulled the little one off. That's pretty nice. And claimed the other person. Well, that's adorable, too. Those are some great videos, Brady.
Thank you.
Those are adorable videos. The Chihuahua fight.
Is this going to be the norm now?
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, you've set the bar.
Yeah. Brady's more of a lady than that woman texting us. That ain't saying much.
People getting hit in the nuts is gone.
Yeah, just done with
adorable
that.
Adorable dogs.
All right, we're going to run down what kegs are left in just moments. You guys can keep trying as we get back to the keg hunt. 585-9800. Hashtag KUPD keg hunt. If you want to get on there, man, that sounds dirty every time I say it. And if you want to get on the Facebook or the Twitter, we got that going right now, too. We'll give you clues. Call us up, 585-9800. There goes your Brady Report.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.